The Australian Law Reform Commission has recommended scrapping the National Family Court and handing control of family law back to the states and territories. Its report is the first into the crisis-ridden family law system since the Family Court of Australia was established back in the 1970s. This follows a failed attempt by the coalition government earlier this month to merge the two courts that deal with family law. That's the Family Court of Australia and the Federal Circuit Court. The Attorney General, Christian Porter, says the government will now consider all recommendations, but will pursue its plan of merging the two courts if re-elected.
Our model for that reform was a fairly cautious and considered approach to merge the two courts that are dealing with family law matters, the Federal Circuit Court and the Family Court, into one entity with one Chief Justice, which would finally have one set of rules, forms, processes, procedures, which would make for more efficient passage for families through the courts and mean they would spend less money. And that reform model was knocked back by Labor, very sadly. We would pursue that reform model if we were re-elected.
Attorney General Christian Porter speaking on RN Drive last night. Well, Nam Mashin was a judge of the Family Court of Australia for 21 years, currently an adjunct professor of law at Monash University. Nam Mashin, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
The overarching proposal from the Law Reform Commission is the idea of scrapping the National Family Court of Australia and instead create a number of courts at state level, handing family law essentially over to the states. What do you think about that?
Basically, I disagree with it. I think the fragmentation that would bring about is not good for family law and therefore the community.
The reason the Law Reform Commission recommends that is it says that it would address inefficiencies in a system, which is, we all know and agree, is painfully slow and costly. And it says that it would allow the state courts would put the child protection systems and family law into the same jurisdiction. And that would make it easier for the law, for the court to do its job.
Yes, well, you could do it in that way, but my view would be that the powers in child protection and adoption, which are the two main state powers,
yep,
should really go to the Commonwealth, and that it should be done nationally by the Family Court of Australia, which should have two divisions to it, a higher division and a lower division.
Okay, just that before we come to the divisions, the notion of handing child protection to the federal government, that was kind of revolutionary, isn't it? I don't think the states would ever agree to that. I mean, these are services very much delivered on the ground, aren't they?
Oh, yes, indeed. And I'm realistic enough to believe that it's unlikely to happen in my lifetime. But the fact that it's revolutionary doesn't make it wrong. And it seems to me that in the same way as you've got the one national family law jurisdiction, you should have one national jurisdiction for child protection. You shouldn't have it fragmented between the states. And you shouldn't be creating six new courts which would create that fragmentation.
The Law Reform Commission rejected the Attorney General Christian Porter's notion of blending the two courts, melding the two courts that deal with family law, the Family Law Court of Australia and the Federal Circuit Court. He says this will be much more efficient and it will, you know, drive those efficiencies into delivering quicker justice to people. Do you think just the simple act of melding the courts would in fact deliver a more efficient system, and why would it?
Yes, certainly. I think the mistake was made in 2000 when the then Federal Magistrates Court, now the Federal Circuit Court, was created. I think what should have happened was that they should have maintained the one court, the Family Court, and had it as two divisions.
Okay, but what is the problem with the way it works now? Because at the moment we have the higher court, the Family Court of Australia, which deals with more complex family court matters, and we have the Federal Circuit Court, which primarily deals with family court matters. Something like 90% of its work is family court, and it delivers a quicker provision of justice in family law matters that are less complex. What is wrong with that?
What you've got is cases bouncing between the two courts, so that there's no clear pathway which will give parties certainty as to where their decisions will be made. And it seems to me that that's the first thing that should happen. It should all be under the one roof, and it should all be decided by the one court on the one set of rules with as I say, divisions depending on the seriousness and difficulty of the work.
Okay. One entry point makes sense to people, I suppose, but it's how the courts would then be divided under the government's plan that has been controversial. The Attorney General said one division would focus solely on family law and involve existing judges from the Family Court of Australia. The other would deal with both family law and general federal law matters and involve judges from the Circuit Court, and those judges wouldn't necessarily have to have a background in family law. Isn't this ultimately, over a period of time, perhaps not even a long time, going to lead to a downgrading of the specialisation of family law matters in the courts?
It would if it were done like that. But what you've got to do, I think, is have a second division that is a lower division of the court which exclusively does family law within the family court and which is has the same expertise as judges of the present family court. I don't think you should bring other jurisdictions into family law. I think it's a highly specialised jurisdiction, and I think you need highly specialised judges to do it, and that's what we've got.
Isn't that effectively, though, what happens with the Family Circuit Court already? Something like 90% of its work is family law. Most of its judges are from the family law realm, aren't they?
Yes, but what you've got is two courts, the Family Court of Australia and the Federal Circuit Court, both doing exactly the same work and with no formal rule as to which court is going to do which case. And what you need is uniformity, and you need a single pathway, not just a pathway of entry, but a pathway right through the whole process from beginning to end.
Okay, so you're proposing something in between, really, what the Law Reform Commission and the federal government has proposed. You agree with the government of a single entry point. You agree with the government of one court, but you would have it as two divisions, but these would be entirely focused on family law. We haven't heard from Labor on this. We don't know if Labor, Prime Minister's calling an election this morning. We don't know if Labor will be in power or the government will be in power. But if the government is in power, what do you see as what's your primary concern about the Attorney General's proposal?
The primary concern about the proposal, they've abandoned the appeal proposal with regard to the federal appeals to the federal court, which I think is good. My basic concern is bringing other than family law into the family court. I think you need to preserve the jurisdiction of the family court for family law, and as I say, I would extend it to child protection and adoption.
And Naomi Mashin, just very briefly, we left less than a minute to the news, but is the real issue here resourcing of the courts? There are simply not enough judges on either of these courts.
I'm very critical of the lack of resources that government has given to the family court, and I think that has had a very bad effect on family law, particularly family violence and child abuse.
Is that what's contributing most to the backlogs? Is it that, or is it the... What is it?
Yes, I think it's largely a resource problem.
And that is just a matter of more judges?
More judges more quickly and more efficiently, yes.
All right. Naomi Mashin, thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Naomi Mashin was a Family Court Justice for 21 years on the Family Court of Australia and now an adjunct professor of law at Monash University.